This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up? It's Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone from CBS-FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And welcome to episode number 26 of the Brooklyn Zone podcast.
That's right, Joe.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It is.
Because this isn't a regular podcast. This is really our first guest we've had on the podcast, right? We've never had anybody.
This is our second guest.
Who was the first?
Steve Schirripa.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about
that. We had
him
on for an hour, Joe.
Yeah, but I forgot about that. It's like icons ago.
Uh-huh.
But this is royalty.
This is royalty.
This
and
is
you better
royalty,
be careful what you say. Because, Joe, who do we have with us today?
I'm going to try to say the name, and I'm telling you, I was looking at the name three times, and it's hard to do this. I'm going to try to do it good. Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello.
Perfect.
See?
Wow.
There it is.
10.
There it is. I did it right. Now, besides, I know you for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So many people in New York City know you, as well as being in the clergy. And you were at other churches, correct?
Yes.
Besides a lady at Mount Carmel. But wherever I go, you're always there. Wherever I go. I mean, bar mitzvahs, sweet 16s. I was at a dog groomer. I took my dog Leonardo a couple of weeks ago to get, and there he was, blessed a Pekingese right in front of me. It was unbelievable. No, I'm just kidding. But you're always there, and you always have a smile on your face, and you're probably one of the best guys I know. Really, really.
Thank you.
Not that I'm saying this, because you really are. Last time we met, we were in the E. Rossi Records on Mulberry Street.
Yes.
And
yes.
Grand. We were in there getting all swag and stuff. It was a great thing. And he gave us those shirts from Sicily, correct?
Yes.
And I never knew that. Those two, what was it called? Two Sicilies? The shirts that he gave us, that Ernie gave us.
I remember.
Sicily was like two different things. And I never heard of this before. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But I'll remember. It's very hot in here, Lou. I'm dying in here right now. You mind if I take my shirt off?
Not at all.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that.
Please take it easy.
Wow, look at this. I'm sweating like unbelievable.
Joe's sweating bullets. Now, I got to ask you something, Monsignor Jamie, because Joe, I only know Joe Causey for about a year and a half now. And last year, he asked me to come to the Columbus Day Parade with him. And that parade is about, how many blocks long is it?
Well, it's from 43rd Street to 79th Street.
Okay, so 30.
So do the math.
I'm not doing the math right now. 30-something?
36.
At least.
36.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He got it.
Thank God you're on the radio.
I swear I swear that every single block we went down, there was at least four cops on every corner. And I'm not exaggerating for the story. Every single block we went down, every single cop took the hat off and went, "Hey, Joe, how are you?" Every single cop.
That's a lot of $20 bills you got to pass out.
For 36 blocks. Now, he says you're like this, too. You're all over the place.
He is. He really
I
is.
I try to be. I try to be.
You really are. No, everybody that I know knows you. I mean, Far Rockaway, you were at the thing we did for Joe Murray, I remember.
Yes,
you were there.
The lighting?
He's
he
always
knows Joe Murray?
Yeah.
Very well.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went to school with Joe's son, Joey.
Yes.
We got in trouble a lot together.
No,
he's a Catholic schoolboy.
He's a Catholic schoolboy. From nursery to college.
Now, Monsignor, you're with Our Lady of Mount Carmel, a church in Williamsburg.
Yes.
And that's a deep part of Brooklyn. Not our part of Brooklyn that we know, but because it's changing right now. We have a lot of discussions about this.
Mm-hmm.
But this year is something special. Right? The feast, this is going to be how many years now for the
132nd.
132 years of Our Lady of Mount Carmel feast.
That's it?
This is a big deal.
That's a lot.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Let me tell you something. I was there, I think it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And, it was longer than that. It was longer than that. Because I got exiled out of there. You know?
What'd you do?
I can't tell you what I did, but I got exiled.
God.
But now they want me back.
He was
anyway,
selling bootleg cannolis
but,
in
no,
the back
but it's,
of the church.
It's unbelievable. You have to see this thing up close and personal that they danced with the Giglio through the street. And it's really an amazing, amazing sight. And if you go online, internet, you could check out the videos. There have been a lot of documentaries about this. Mm-hmm. And Channel 2 just did a great piece on this last week. And there's over, how many people carrying the statue?
About 120.
120 men underneath. And there's about another 100 on top.
No, no, no. There's 100 lifted, 120 lifted.
Lifters.
There's about, I would say about 15 include 50. The band. The singer, the MC.
And who's the guy?
The Monsignor.
And who's the guy that does the...
The capo.
Right. Yeah. Angelo, come to Shoom, I love that. I get so psyched. I grew up with the feast. Yeah, ever since I was a baby, because we had a feast in my neighborhood in Bensonhurst, and it's in my blood. I know everyone at the feast. I know all the vendors, the sausage, Lucy's sausage.
Yes.
I know all these people. And it's when you go there, it's very emotional. It's very emotional. And for the people that live there, that still live there, it's a very emotional thing. Am I right or wrong? Yes, it is.
You know why? Because, like you said, you remember the feast when you were a kid.
Yes.
And you remember your parents and your mm-hmm. family members.
Yeah.
And every time you go back to the feast, no matter where it is, you recall the early days, the early feast, and your parents and people that are no longer with us. And
right.
It kind of connects you to them. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so emotional.
It is. I mean, you know, granted, the neighborhoods change, some of the neighborhoods change, and the people that are in there, but there's still that. And when the feast comes around, like this year, it's starting on Wednesday, July 10th, and goes to the 21st, correct?
Yes, yep.
And I got to tell you, everybody, if you're going to be around the area, or even if you moved out to Long Island or Jersey or Staten Island, you got to mm-hmm. come back to the neighborhood. Parking's rough there, right?
It is, but you can
it's
find
rough.
Spots.
You got to juice somebody.
Yeah,
you got to juice.
That doesn't work anymore.
Yes, it does.
Where?
Trust me.
This is Brooklyn.
No. You call the restaurants and meet us on North 7th Street. They take your car, blah, 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 and they park your car.
Do you bring a box of cookies for them, too?
Yes, I do.
Like you bring for everybody
else? You
know,
Father, since you're here, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. But every time, like my son just had a baby, okay? Another Joe Causey's in the world.
Baby Joe.
Right. And I went to the hospital and I brought him, you know, pastries and cookies and Saviotti's and this and that. He goes, no one does that.
Have you ever heard of somebody bringing a box of cookies to the doctors and nurses in the hospital?
I do it all the time.
See?
I've never heard of it.
And he gives communion wafers when he's done.
Maybe it's my generation then. Maybe it's my generation. So
your generation's walking around with no socks on.
Again, we're going to start with this.
Yeah.
I have socks on. They're just ankle socks.
No.
You caused the commotion with that on social media.
All right, you saw that?
We split the whole world of social media down the middle because some people were saying that your tube socks that you wear up to your knees were good.
I don't wear tube socks. I don't wear tube socks.
With shorts.
Hey, I like comfort, okay? I like comfort. I have a size 14 triple E, okay?
It's monster. I had to move over because
I have to park my shoes by the Longshoreman docks in Brooklyn when I'm done. They're so big.
You have to park them in a bus stop.
I know.
He pays that guy, too, so
really?
He don't get a ticket.
Really? But the feast is coming, and this year I'm going to be there. I got to pick out a day that I can go because that's going to be a very busy week for me.
You have to come for the Giglio, though. That's the.
No, I got to come because my wife is a native Staten Islander, and she's never seen this. Mm-hmm. So I got to bring her. And it's very, you have to go and see this thing. You're going to be in awe.
I've never seen something like this. So I'm guessing this is like a, because I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
This is like a procession, and they carry this thing?
Right. Yes. They carry it. They dance with it. They turn it around.
My God.
Then they have the boats, right?
We have a boat, yes.
Right. We have a boat. It's on a float, and they do the thing with the boat.
We lift the boat.
Yeah.
Now, the pressure of holding this thing. I mean, who? How do you trust the people to hold this?
Well, many of them have been doing it for many years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then each crew has a lieutenant that kind of oversees his crew.
Right.
Of 30 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the capo gives the command, so yeah. he gives the commands. The lieutenants follow his commands, and then the lifters follow the lieutenant's commands.
Right. And then you got the capo regimes, and you got
wow.
You know.
I would never be able to. I mean, if you ever picked me out of a crowd to do this, I'd curse myself out.
No,
my
you got to do it.
I would never be able to.
I thought it wasn't going to be that heavy since there were so many men mm-hmm. underneath it. You know, but I was right in the front. And you feel this on your back.
Let me tell you something. It's
80 feet high. Yeah.
And it weighs 4 tons. That's 8,000 pounds.
Oh, my God.
It's like carrying a mother-in-law. It's unbelievable. Two. It's, yeah, two mother-in-laws. It's like,
do you ever get people that have to stop and rest for a couple of minutes?
Oh, a lot of them can't do it the whole time.
I would never be able to.
No, you got to do it.
3-4 hours a day.
You got to do it. You have to go and you have to do it.
I've been
chosen. But before you do it, you got to walk up the block and you got to have like two Manhattan specials.
Why? To
amp you up? Because that juices you up. So you're ready to get in there and do it.
I was going
to
say, there's never a way that I'd be able to do it. I've been chosen before at funerals to go pick up the coffin with the rest of the family and put it on your shoulder. Before, and I've told them no, because I don't trust. What if my shoulder moves and, you know, guy falls on the floor?
Not here. He's not going to know about it. So
yeah.
Don't worry about it,
but when he falls out into his family's lap, that's when it's a problem.
It's a sealer. It's locked.
I guarantee you, I'd trip over a pothole with this thing, and then you'd see a 2-ton thing falling down.
Yeah.
Like that. I'd get way too nervous. I would never be able to do this. That's got to be the most monstrous planning and concentration in the world to be able to do
it.
That.
Is. It's a big deal. It's a big undertaking. But like I said, it happens. This is the 132nd of the Mount Carmel feast. And for all the information, and a lot of people don't even know where it is because it's right off the BQE.
Part of Brooklyn is this?
It's like Williamsburg, your favorite part.
That's where you go. That's where you live now, isn't it, Williamsburg?
Oh, yeah, I'm there all the time.
He's with his Segway.
I'm there all the time.
And the vape pen. I saw you using a vape pen.
Stop it. Stop it. You got to go to olgmcfeast.com, and everything there is you need to know. Now, besides, you know, running this parish, which is a big undertaking, I saw you on a cooking thing.
Yes.
On YouTube.
Yes. I have a cooking show.
Where did this come about? Yeah, and he's really good. I was
It's called Breaking Bread.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom before watching it, and I says, this is unbelievable. You were in front of the Cyclone at Coney Island on location.
Well, yes, we visit restaurants.
Yeah.
We have chefs come in. I went to the Culinary Institute, and I graduated, and I worked for 10 years before I became a priest.
I love it. Verizon Files, 48.
I got to tell you, this is really good. You could go with this. No, you could go with this.
We got to make you like a spoof intro because did you get Breaking Bread from Breaking Bad, right?
Well, no. I started before Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bread. Oh, my God. Breaking Bread.
Right. I'm saying is
didn't
that
you go to Catholic school?
I'm saying is bread. That a turn on Breaking Bad?
It's not all about drugs, Anthony.
But they cook in that show, so I was guessing maybe it was a turn on that
breaking
show.
Breaking Bread.
But he had it way before Breaking Bad then. So you got to sue AMC now.
No. That's Breaking Bad.
I know.
I went from feeding the soul to feeding the stomach to feeding the soul.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
What's your favorite dish to make?
I'm a little biased towards Italian food.
Yeah, me too. Do you make your own pasta?
Yes.
Me too.
And gnocchi too.
I make my own raviolis. My own raviolis?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Never saw one here.
Because you can't make it and bring it home. You can't. You have to make it, cook it, and eat it right there.
I live 5 blocks from you. Never got invited over.
Neither have I. Put him right on the spot. Look at that.
Got a point there.
You and your buddy Johnny.
Yeah,
there.
But I'm not.
I'm not done with you two guys.
I'm not stretching pasta in my house though. What am I going to invite you over to play Xbox?
I got the whole machine. Matter of fact, we go to Ernie's, and he has all that stuff there.
Everything. He has
Ernie.
Everything
I love Ernie. You know what we're talking about, Ernie?
No.
Because you're a Mama Luke and you don't know these things.
Who's Ernie?
Ernie has a store right next door to
Mulberry Street Ferraris.
Mulberry and Grand, next door to Ferraris. You know what Ferraris is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's right next door. You walk in there, bingo, it's like going back into 1900.
All Italian specialties.
Everything. Wow. Everything.
T-shirts.
Metal ceilings, ravioli makers.
There you go.
Little manganettes. You know what a marganette is?
No idea.
Thank you very much.
Espresso coffee maker.
There you go.
Oh,
the
like
old-fashioned one.
The one that looks, it's silver.
Yes.
It's like a pour. Okay, I know.
Water in it.
Yeah.
Turn it upside down.
The closest I come to this is that I make my own fresh mozzarella. That's it.
You do.
That's the only thing I make. Yeah.
He really does.
I think, Joe, you have to come on my show.
He does.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Did you ever make fresh mozzarella before?
On the show, we went to a couple of places to make my mozzarella.
In Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn.
Where'd you go?
I can't tell you.
Oh, I'm dying to know now. Because mozzarella in Brooklyn, there's only a select few places that make it good.
Your hands hurt because you got to put them in like boiling water?
You chop up this, it's curd.
Curd.
And it's basically sour milk. It's all lumpy. And you chop it up into small pieces and then you throw boiling water right in there. You could let it sit for like a minute to let it melt by itself. But then you got to put your hands right. I worked with an old Italian guy.
Do you wear gloves?
No, you can't. If you wore gloves,
how do I know what
feel?
You did with your hands before you're making my mozzarella?
It doesn't matter because the water is so hot that it probably kills the germs anyway.
Don't say that. That's look what's going on in the DR right now.
It doesn't matter. Oh, you didn't want to talk about that. Now you want to talk about that? You wanted to stay away from this.
No, we're still staying away.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You can't. You can't touch the. You can't touch it with gloves because number one, your gloves would probably melt.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you can't feel the mozzarella. You got to be able to feel it till it's like chewed gum.
You got to stretch it.
Listen to
you
him.
Stretch it.
What's
it.
Your three favorite Italian dishes?
Burrata is up there.
Yeah,
that's I could when I make burrata, I make it the size of a football.
Really?
I love it.
You stuff it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what burrata is. It's the stuff. It's stuffed.
I
with
know
like the
what
curd
it is.
It.
What's next?
I'm gonna say just regular simple pasta, red sauce with meatballs on the side.
How do you say sauce again?
Sauce,
not gravy.
Not gravy.
It depends what it is. It depends if it's sauce if it's just marinara sauce.
Yeah.
And it's gravy if my grandmother puts meatballs in it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Why, do you disagree?
I don't eat macaroni.
Macaroni?
I don't eat macaroni.
You're showing your age.
I don't eat macaroni.
I eat you only, and my grandmother
I
say
eat,
that.
I eat a little linguine.
What, but why not? There's
I don't know.
Nothing better.
I don't know. I told you myself, I don't eat any of that. Like, I don't eat olives and pepperoni and supersado, that stuff. I don't eat any of that. And I never did.
And that's my third one.
I should have been born Irish.
That's my third one, antipasto.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like stuffed artichokes. I'll go to the end of the earth for a stuffed artichoke.
I don't. Those do nothing for me.
Oh.
What is it? It's just
it's a stuffed artichoke.
It's a leaf with breadcrumb on it.
No, it's unbelievable. If you have it, like, and I got to thank our friends from Patrizia's, which is right by you.
Yes, right in Williamsburg. You know,
they're right on Broadway, right? And they brought in some amazing food. They brought in our burrata today.
Yes, they did.
Which was over the top.
Let me tell you something.
Little bay clams. And you know what they made my all-time favorite when I go there?
What's that?
They came in with my linguine, with my garlic and oil,
uh-huh,
little breadcrumb, and anchovies. and you could put me in the electric chair after I eat
no,
that.
No, see this, I could take
I
a
like
bath with.
I like linguine and clams, white clam sauce.
That's like my wife.
Yep.
My wife loves
baby that. Clams.
But I gotta say hi to Giacomo and the crew at Patrizia's. Thank you so much. They're great people.
And his son, Antonio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them. Every time I go in
And
there.
They got places everywhere. They're like popping up all over the world. I heard there's one in North Dakota now. They're knocking out Olive Gardens, you know what I mean?
They got Williamsburg.
You've been to an Olive Garden now?
Yes, not lately.
Come on, what do you say? Come on.
Did you bless
We
it?
Always goof Olive Garden.
It's,
what do you
say? You know, glorified diner.
Yeah, right? Right.
For Italians.
It's like a Chef Boyardee.
did you eat actual Italian food in there, though?
Oh, yeah, they have some.
Did you throw it up, or?
No, it's really not bad. No,
you've had it?
It's not. Yeah, it's not bad. I would never even go in.
I don't see what the point would be to ever go in one.
Oh, it's not bad.
My favorite Patrizia's thing is this thing over here, these pockets with the there's like 19 different kinds of cheese
pasta,
inside. Of it. Yeah. I don't know what the name of it is. Pasta something. Oh, the
money bags.
Pasta.
Yeah.
Money,
right,
oh
that's what they call.
Oh my god.
Go out to dinner with my wife, she eats that.
Uh-huh.
She'll go out and buy me a caddy after that. She loves those things.
Yeah, I could take a bath in it.
Loves them. forget about it.
They're the best.
But let's
things.
Get back to the feast. A lot
yes.
of things going on. How long is it? How many blocks?
It's about 6 or 7 blocks
six
long.
Or seven
and
miles.
We have all different types of games and food mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. rides for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we got gambling in the church hall.
Well, of course.
We got under an OVA. Mm-hmm. We got the Wheel of Fortune.
The
we got
big
all that
nine,
stuff.
We have it all.
We got a big nine.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I saw a video. Now I'm putting this all together in my head. Of there's a part of Italy that does this big with the what's the name
the
of
Giglio.
This town? The Giglio.
Nola.
Nola does it.
Right.
And it fell last year. There was a video of it falling.
In Nola.
I'll never forget. It went viral last
right.
year because they went to turn with it and it went crooked, right?
And it fell against the house. It didn't fall down into the street. It fell against the house, the building.
And the upper part of it snapped off.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little
in
bit.
In Italy? That was in Italy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, in Italy, in Nola, they have every parish has a Giglio.
Wow.
And the towns there are small. So what they do is they each parish erects their giglio, and then they dance it down the streets, and they all converge in the square.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there's thousands of people in there. It's unbelievable. I think they have about 8 or 9 when wow. they're done. And it's just incredible. I was there in 1985. I could not believe it.
Could you imagine the people in Italy when that fell on their house?
They were you got
those Italian must have ran out and called an exorcism
no,
on their
they
house.
No, they were blessed. They felt they were blessed.
Oh, really?
Because St. Paulinus, who's on top, just went right into the window.
Right.
Really?
Right into the house. Yeah. They broke all the Capodimonte, everything.
They thought it was a sign from God.
Yeah, they left the saint in the living room. They put slip covers on the saint and had him in the corner. It was unbelievable.
The plastic slip covers.
Yeah. The dog, everything was slip covered. It was unbelievable.
You got to see the video. I knew I recognized this thing from somewhere. You got to see the video.
Well, very good on you doing your homework.
See?
Yeah.
And that's why we do this. Yeah. Because the people, when they came from NOLA at the turn of the century, mm-hmm. even before, they took this tradition with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Mount Carmel feasts, you know, in the Tri-State area.
Yes,
but this is the mother. This is the mother of them. You know, there's one on Staten Island,
right?
In Rosebank, they do that. They've been doing that for so many years. By the way, my wife's grandfather built the shrine in Staten Island at Lady Mount Carmel went for that feast there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now we have two separate, I mean, really, it's the parish of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, mm-hmm. and many parishes are named after Our Blessed Mother under mm-hmm. the title of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And they have the procession with the statue of the Blessed Mother on a float, and many parishes have that. The giglio is something different, but since we had a lot of people from NOLA in our parish, they combined the two feasts. So on the 16th of July, we carried the Blessed Mother in procession. But on the two Sundays, we carried the giglio in honor of St. Paulinus. In fact, his feast day is today, and we're having a mass for him.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that. It's a lot of things I'm learning today.
Uh-huh. See, it's about time you pay attention.
And I go to church.
Did you go to Catholic school?
And Father, while you're here, he lives a block from church, and he hasn't gone to church yet.
He's not.
He just moved a block away. He could walk there.
I love how you tell half the story.
What?
I go to Brooklyn every Sunday for church.
No. I told you to go to your new church to build a relationship in the community where you moved to.
I'm not.
See? And he hasn't gone.
But maybe he's Jewish.
No, he's not Jewish. Trust me.
No, definitely not.
Trust me. He is not there's anything wrong in that.
No,
but,
yeah.
You know.
I'm not going to live there long, so I don't see a point.
Your girlfriend has you so wrapped, you don't even know
what's
going on.
What the hell does this have to do with
Oh, don't use that word, hell, on television,
it always,
on radio.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? There's a Monsignor in the room here.
Monsignor, he's always got to take it back to the girlfriend.
Because I know what's rattling around in that head there with the baseball hat on.
What's rattling
what's
around?
What's that, a Brooklyn Cyclones?
Brooklyn
hat?
Nets.
Oh.
Never mind that. Go ahead. Tell me what I'm doing wrong now.
She's taking over your life. I could tell. I know when things are happening with you.
I don't understand it because I go to church in Brooklyn because I miss Brooklyn.
What's your church?
She goes to...
See? There it is.
Oh,
thank
my God.
You. Thank you very much.
Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Bensonhurst.
Yes.
15th Avenue.
Uh-huh. Okay. She don't go to St. Ephraim's. I wish she wanted to go to St. Ephraim's. That's my favorite. I went there to St. Ephraim's.
That's a nice church.
Beautiful I went to St. Francis Cabrini first.
Right.
School. From nursery.
That was
to
on 86th Street, right?
86th Street. The church is still there.
Is it a car dealership now where that school was?
Across
the street,
I bought my first Monte Carlo there.
You know, they have an old school one sitting right in the window. I wonder if it's yours.
First Monte Carlo.
There is a little blood on the
9,000
back of it.
$9,000. I worked at McDonald's flipping hamburgers.
And you got it yourself.
Yeah, I didn't get everything handed to me like you, my friend.
Bull, because I didn't get anything handed to me either.
Oh, no.
I worked at Ravioli
Fair.
I'm
not driving around with a Mercedes. Are you driving around with a Benz?
No.
Neither am I. Are you
Joe?
It? Yes, you are.
Yes, I am, because I worked at Ravioli Fair.
Yeah, all right.
On 15th Avenue and 86, $75 a week.
All right, Lou.
I used to walk straight to Chase Bank.
Do me a favor, Lou. Run downstairs and go get a violin in the closet, because I need to play it a little with this guy.
They didn't pay for it.
Yeah, okay.
My parents didn't pay for it. I paid for it.
So listen.
Yes.
I'm very excited about the feast because I'm going back this year. I got to find a day. I got to take off. Got to go back because, for one, I got to have my sausage and peppers, which I haven't had in a year because it's hard for me now to have that because it's a big undertaking, you know. Zeppelis. What's the favorite Zeppeli guy there? Who's the guy there?
Joey D's.
And
even Lucy's.
Lucy's has
Zeppelis. Lucy's comes
yeah.
there too.
Yes.
Lucy, don't miss a feast.
Now she's at every feast.
She's got everything. She's like got the whole nine yards. She's got the rides, ponies, everything. You want it, she'll have it. You know, Christmas time, she's right. That was your block, right, she lived on?
84th. My block, but like 10 blocks up. She lived in the fancy part. I lived in Diker.
Well, you don't make Zeppelis, that's why.
Yeah.
I should have got Zeppelis, you could have lived in the fancy part.
I should have got into the Zeppelin business.
But you got into driving your girlfriend around buying hats all day, you know?
Now, we also have a night lift during the week.
Very good.
And we lift this Giglio at night, and it's all lit up.
That's got to be dangerous.
It's better than Disney World, let me tell you.
I got to ask you one thing. With the influx of people that moved in to Williamsburg, you know, all the long beard people, you know.
The yuppies.
A lot of Amish moved in there. How do they, when they
the
come.
The long beard people.
You know what I mean. How do they take the feast when they walk in there? What's their first impression? Do they grasp it or do
they?
Well,
I mean, they like to come and see. I mean, they're they're curious. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting because I was there as a seminarian about 20 years ago when Monsignor Casado was the pastor there.
Love him.
And I remember, great guy. And he really brought that feast to another level. And during his years there, we would walk up and down the streets and all the old timers would come out of their houses and everything. And you get little spots of people, like the new people, and then they were yuppies because they were all the artists that moved into the factories. We would look at them and say, wow, you know, look at these people moving in here. You know, they're a little different.
Right.
Now we walk through the streets in the procession. They're looking at us as if we're different.
Right. Yeah.
It's very interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're curious. And, you know, they look. A lot of them take pictures. You know, they take pictures of everything, their food, everything. Right. And so they take pictures. And, you know, we try to, you know, talk to them. We give them our flyers. We let them know what we're doing and why we're doing it. And then they come to the feast. They like to eat. We have a nice beer garden. They love to drink the beer. And
They love the beer gardens.
You know what happened, like, in San Gennaro? A lot of the people that moved down there, they were causing a little problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we had to shut the music down at 10 o'clock, this and that. And, you know, they had to got a visit.
But that wasn't yuppies.
They got a visit.
Not,
you know,
San Gennaro. Not
yuppies. This is totally different.
And I love
you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Can't
say it.
All right.
Some people, they come to our, you know, they move into the neighborhood, right? And they see the church there. They're there one day, a week, and they all say, oh, the church bells are ringing. Well, there's a church there. What do you expect?
doing this for 132
you know,
years.
You move next
Mama
to,
Luke, what's
you
wrong
buy
with
a
you?
House next to the airport, you expect planes to come overhead.
Right.
You know, it's nothing new.
Right.
And you know, we've been here for 100 years. You're going to tell us we can't do what we're doing now?
They want to know if it's gluten-free, the yuppies. That's the problem.
Wait till they say you can't fry the Zeppelis because the oil is going to make
The oil's not gluten-free and dairy-free, so they don't want it to splash on them.
You know, you can't fry oils, but you can walk around smoking pot all day.
Right,
that's
right,
okay.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. That's all right.
Throw his sister in
that's
the oil.
That's okay. That's all right. So it's all going down. Give everybody the dates again, Aunt. When is it? July 10th through?
We got July 10th through Sunday, July 21st.
Uh-huh. And everything's there. You got entertainment. You got rides for the kids. You got games of chance. You've got entertainment, right?
We have entertainment every night.
A lot of Italian singers?
We have some Italian singers. We have bands. We have DJs. We have something for everyone. That's what makes our feast unique.
I remember in my feast in Brooklyn, there used to be a woman called Anna Avandazia.
Mm-hmm.
And she was that big. Yes. And she, what are you laughing at, Lou? And she was known in every feast.
Yes, she came to Long Island City, St. Rita's Parish.
And this is so awesome. But last year, I went somewhere. I forgot where this was. And I met her son. And her son sent me a tape of all of her singings from all these feasts from back in the day. And I still have it home. And as soon as I heard it, I was right back 10 years old, sitting on my porch, because we never could go to the bandstand back then. But it was like, I remember like yesterday, people would get in front of the bandstand with their folding chairs at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, like to make sure they got a good spot, and they'd have Italian comedian, they'd have the singers, they'd have the band. It was an amazing time back
That's
then.
When communities and neighborhoods were neighborhoods.
Right.
Now a lot of people come back because they're that's missing. You know, they moved to Jersey, they moved to Staten Island, they moved all over. Why are they moving away?
There's no community.
They got to stay here. They got to stay here in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Right.
There's no community in Staten Island.
You should have stayed.
Nothing.
You should have stayed in Brooklyn.
All right. You're Mr. Staten Island now. Do you
no,
feel?
No, I'm not Mr. I'm in Brooklyn every week.
But you defend Staten Island when I talk
because
about
I live there.
You feel that there's a community there?
A big time community.
My grandmother and grandfather sat outside our house the other night.
Nobody sits outside their house. They're in the backyards.
And if people walk by accident, they look at you like you're crazy for sitting outside. There's no community whatsoever in Staten Island. You just go home to go to bed, and that's it. you use the driveway. That's as close as the community gets to you.
I think there's a big community. Well, have you gone to church yet and met your neighbors?
No,
they don't go to church. Thank you very much.
They all stay. They stay in their house.
They go to church.
They go to buy heroin and then they leave.
They go to church. Tell them.
In Staten Island, they go to church.
They go to church. Really? My mass is packed.
I think he's lying to you,
Joe. What mass do you go to?
He doesn't lie. I go to Holy Child Church.
Okay.
Okay. My mass is packed. I'm there.
I don't know.
I don't see you there
because I'm in Brooklyn. That's why.
Taking your wife, your girlfriend shopping. That's where
Not
you are.
She doesn't shop at church.
She shops, and you're right behind her.
Oh, you think I'm one of those?
I know you're one of those.
Holding all the bags and going, honey.
She must hate me, right?
Yeah.
She does?
No, I'm kidding. She loves you. She loves you. She loves that you give me a hard time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
But I'm not one of those that, okay,
you
honey.
You are. I can tell. Lou, what do you say, Lou? He knows. He knows I'm right.
Lou's silent over there.
He knows I'm right. But listen, everybody. Go online, too. You can check out online. All the info's there online.
Yes.
Let me get it here. I had it right here. OLMCfeast.com, correct?
Yes.
Is that it? Our Lady of Mount Carmel Feast.com. All going down July 10th through the 21st. This coming July, 275 North 8th Street. It's right off of the BQE, correct?
Right off the BQE.
What exit they get off?
They have the Metropolitan Avenue exit.
Right, and don't get off the next exit. Get off at that exit, trust me. You don't want to get off the next exit.
Big time.
And the L train. The L train stops right there, Bedford Avenue.
Right.
Metropolitan Avenue.
That's running. They didn't shut it down, right?
No, they're doing work over the weekends.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because
okay.
The hipsters complained.
Yeah.
So they stopped it.
I know. But I have to take a ferry back home to Staten Island. That's okay.
Why don't you go sit outside of City Hall and pee on the floor like they do?
Will you watch
protest.
Your mouth? There's a Monsignor here.
He agrees with me.
This guy is your next cardinal here. I hope you know this.
So you now know? We got an in.
You know, I'm very close with Cardinal Dolan.
Oh, okay.
Should I tell them the Cardinal Dolan story?
Do you want me to do it?
You heard it?
No.
Because I'm thinking
never,
of one.
I've never said this on the radio.
So then I'm
Should
thinking
I do
of a
this?
Different one then.
Sure, tell
this
me.
It's a big story. It's,
has
and it's
he
not
been
a
on
joke.
The show yet?
No, but he's been downstairs in 10-10 wins.
Oh, okay.
But this happened, how many years ago was that, Lou?
Oh, boy.
2 years ago? With Cardinal Dolan?
Lou can't even hold the camera straight because he's been laughing at you.
This is the serious portion of the program.
All right.
Two and a half years ago. Is that my wife?
I don't know.
That was your phone. Anyway, two and a half years ago, I was shaving. And I'm looking in the mirror, and all of a sudden, I started feeling weird, you know? Mm-hmm. My whole face fell. I wound up getting Bell's palsy out of nowhere. You know? I couldn't see out of my eye. I couldn't hear out of my ear, my mouth. I couldn't drink anything. It was really bad. I thought I was having a stroke. I didn't know. Get in the car, which I shouldn't have done. Got behind the wheel, picked
that
up my wife,
smart.
And I went to the hospital. As soon as I walked in there, they knew who I was. They brought me right in.
I can't. How does the security guard at the hospital know who you are?
Because they knew me. It's all about pastries and cookies.
When
that's
you get
why.
Paid, does your direct deposit go to everybody else in the world
anyway,
besides for you?
Right, this is the serious portion.
Okay. Okay.
So I walk into the ER. They do this test, 1, 2, 3. They said, no, it's not a stroke. You got Bell's palsy, but you've got a bed. And it's going to be anywhere between 6 months to a year. They could tell how bad it was. Okay? Couldn't drink anything. Everything. It was really bad. Couldn't talk. For a week, for 4 days on the air, I literally had to hold my face up to pronounce words. That's how bad it was.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Bottom line, I helped Staten Island Hospital raise money to build a chapel in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I did a couple of fundraisers for them. They were having a dedication ceremony. Cardinal Dolan was there. My wife says, you know, you should go and go to the thing. I said, you know, I really don't want to go. I don't look good. I couldn't, you know, I wasn't in that frame. She says, no, you should go. So I put on a suit, went down, stayed in the back of the room for the ceremony. Okay. At the end of the ceremony, I went up to Cardinal Dolan. I says, Cardinal says, I didn't want to come up to you before. I'm leaving now. And I told him what happened because he remembered me from the Columbus Day Parade. He goes, he grabs my face, and with his thumb, he does the sign of the cross. By the time I got home, it was completely gone.
Wow.
And he knows this. Now it gets better. 2 days later, I come to work. I'm downstairs on the 10th floor. I'm in the cafeteria. I'm walking in. Who do I hear talking to Wayne Cabot? Cardinal Dolan.
Wow.
I go, he turns around. He says, Joe, what are you doing? He says, I work here. You know, I told him he didn't put two and two together.
Uh-huh.
Comes, and I told him what happened, and he sent me a letter that it was documented, this and that, what happened to me. But
wow.
Totally gone. And the next week, it happened to a fellow, somebody else on the air. Same thing happened with him. I don't want to say who it is because I don't know if he wants that out.
Did Cardinal Dolan do it to his face too?
No. Just me.
So you kept
it's
it for yourself.
It's all about the cookies and the pastry.
Yeah, so you just kept Cardinal Dolan for yourself.
He didn't give the cookies.
The
I
poor
did.
Guy was...
My Bell's palsy's gone.
The poor guy was holding his face up to talk on the radio.
There you go. There you go. But it's a Cardinal true story. Dolan. That's a serious portion of the program, my friends.
Wow.
But a very, very serious, but it's true. It really happened. Really happened.
It's unbelievable.
Well, Joe, yeah? I can give you a blessing before I go.
Thank you. Yeah.
He needs it.
Just do the other side. Make sure the other side don't happen. But it was an amazing thing. And every time I always mention him on the air. He's a great, good guy.
He is.
Good guy. That's your boss, right?
No, he's Bishop DiMarzio is my boss.
Oh, I know him.
Yes.
Yeah, he does all the confirmations.
Yes, I'm from the Brooklyn Diocese.
He does all the confirmations. I know DiMarzio. He's around. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. So you're under DiMarzio, and above him is Dolan.
Dolan, right.
But you're going to be there.
Wait.
You're going to be the main guy.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
You want us to get rid of any of them for you?
I know. This guy is like...
Jesus is the main guy.
No, I know that.
He
but
said
you're,
no.
You're
he said
be,
no at first.
You're going to be... You're going to be in the city. You're going to be the top guy. You're going to be walking around St. Patrick's.
Let me tell you what's going to happen when you do.
I go visit there all the time.
Ah, you know Monsignor Devery?
No.
Father Devery?
Where is he?
He used to be in Staten Island. Then he was in St. Patrick's. Yeah.
No, I know.
Now he's
in
Star of the Sea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good guy. Good
Monsignor
good.
Jamie, I want to tell you what's going to happen when you do finally become the main guy, as Joe put it.
Large and in charge.
Another thing that happened at the Columbus Day Parade is that now... We're dead smack in the maybe in the middle, closer to the beginning of the parade, and there's I have to say maybe 19 floats behind us waiting, and it's on a schedule. Everybody
right.
gets the block at one point. Whole thing, 30 blocks comes to dead stop traffic because Joe hops off of our float to go say hello to Cardinal Dolan.
You gotta.
Yes, in front of St. Patrick.
That's
he
my
stopped
favorite
the
thing.
entire parade. Eyewitness News is at the end waiting for us to pass by, and Joe's off of it shaking everybody's hand.
That's right. Church has, we stop things. That's what we do.
Joe, I remember seeing you there.
I know.
I'm there with Bishop,
he was there.
Bishop DiMarzio.
You can't miss him.
Right.
And you stopped the whole parade.
I took a picture.
He stopped the whole parade.
2 years ago, 3 years ago, I fell off the float in front of St. Patrick's. And
oh,
I
that
rolled.
Was you?
That was me.
Oh.
That you know what happened? Those floats are designed like the front of the float is like 2 feet from the ground and the back is like 4 feet. So I'm running back and forth throwing shirts out to people. I thought I was in the front of the float. I was in the back of the float. I go step off. I'm 4.5 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I go rolling down. I was like a linebacker. I was rolling down and then I pounced right back up. Right in front of the Monsignor, right in front of the...
Did Cardinal Dolan put his thumb on your leg?
No, I was good. I was good. Didn't break anything or anything.
Wow.
Yeah. Only things like this happen to me. Yeah, yeah.
Now they have the barricades in front of the cathedrals.
I know.
Because of Joe. Because Joe hops off of the buses and goes up there.
And then that guy, right, this year?
Oh, he wanted to put the church on fire.
Oh, man, I would have loved to grab that guy.
Yeah. Give us 10 minutes in a room.
Whatever happened to that guy?
They arrested him, but then he got out. You know, he
see that why?
Because it was to a Catholic church. That's why.
Oh, here he goes.
That's why.
Here he goes.
That's why. If it would have been
man.
Something else,
sit back.
If
this.
It would have been something else, we would have found his Twitter.
By the way, Lou, oh, we're never doing the show in this room again. It's 89 degrees.
Not
in
only
here.
That, but
I'm losing weight as the show is going on.
The microphones are so sensitive in here that if everybody stops talking, we could hear the blood stream through our veins in here.
Lowered the thermostat. It was on 76 degrees.
Yeah.
Joe, you know they're bringing back All in the Family. You should try out.
I really should. I really should do.
Oh, man.
That's not something that I missed. He's pretty good, right?
Yeah, he's good. We should have him on more. Anyway, Archie, I don't remember what I was saying now.
We came in. I was nice and cool and collected. We had a nice meeting today.
Oh, that moron with the fire in the church.
Yeah.
If it was another kind of church, they would have found his Twitter. They would have called him a terrorist. They would have found his job. They would have fired him from the job. They would have fired his whole family from where they work.
Right.
And he would have been in the news every couple of months, every time he went out for a cup of coffee.
Right.
But this guy, where is he? I don't even remember his name.
I don't remember his name either.
See?
They probably because it's us. They made him disappear.
Yeah. Maybe Cardinal Dolan and you took him to Staten
don't
Island.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying. Don't you never say know.
That. Don't say that. Don't say anything about Cardinal Dolan in front of me. I'm serious.
You never know.
I'm serious.
All right.
Next.
So who did you take the guy to Staten Island with and put him in the forest?
I'm not even going there. Well, it's happening, friends, and we got to thank Father Jamie. I hope I say it again right.
Here we go.
I want to say the name because it's so hard to pronounce. Gigantiello.
Perfect.
There it is. Father Jamie Gigantiello. Wow, that's a rough one. That is, and I could do a lot of Italian names. Mm-hmm. It's Our Lady of Mount Carmel Feast, and it's all going down in Brooklyn, July 10th through the 21st. You've got to come down. Check it out. It's at 275 North 8th Street in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn, and a lot of things happening through the feast for the whole family. Try to get there with mass transit, correct?
Yes, it's always easier. And come on the Sundays, Giglio Sunday,
right.
July 14th and the 21st.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Go to the website, and you'll see when the dancing of the Giglios are, because that's what you really want to see. This thing was in documentaries.
Yes. Wow. We were in National Geographic.
Yeah.
We've been on so many shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all over. We were on the front page of the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago.
And don't forget, check him out on YouTube, too. You've got to check out Breaking Bread. I just watched this for the first time before. Monsignor Jamie, thank you so much for coming by. I hope this wasn't too crazy for you.
I had a great time.
It really was funny. I must have lost about 10 pounds in this whole broadcast. Louis, thank you so much for hanging out with us, producing the program. Don't forget, check us out each and every week at cbsfm.com and radio.com. This is the Brooklyn Zone Podcast. I'm Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey.
And I'm intern Anthony.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.